You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Friday, August 31st broadcast. And what a day it was. They had two funerals going on TV. Excuse me, get my little water here. They had the John McCain Memorial at the state capitol, the congressional area. It was very moving. It was nice to see a lot of folks like our senator here in California, Dianne Feinstein, as well as the VP, Mike Pence, was there. So it was a little different thing on it. And then of course, the Aretha Franklin funeral. It was like a concert. It was on BET and also CNN and some of the channels. What a funeral that was. You had President Clinton. You had Jesse Jackson. You had some other personalities, Stevie Wonder. You had, Chaka Khan, Jennifer Holliday. It was like, it was an unbelievable thing. And then you also had Ariana Grande, and you have Faith Hill. So it was very nice, how they planned it out. And I know Aretha Franklin is a queen, and she's the queen of soul, and she deserved to get a wonderful funeral like that. So she'll be laid to rest, I think, tomorrow. John McCain will be laid to rest tomorrow, too, at the Naval Academy up in Maryland. So he'll go. He wants to be buried near his buddies in Vietnam. But what a day it was, I'll tell you. other stories that I want to talk about Aretha Franklin was Stevie Wonder made a wonderful gesture of love again. Bill Clinton ends the tribute to Aretha Franklin with a smartphone playing one of her songs. And it was just a neat day seeing that funeral. Anyway, we got some headlines. We'll give you a briefing because we're going to have a busy show. Woman who survived New Mexico bus crash gives birth to twins, hospital officials say. So out of a horrible situation, some miracle came out of that. A New Mexico compound suspect in a federal custody accused of firearm charges. We'll hear more about that. We're going to have it on our next show coming up. Yellowstone's first grizzly bear hunting season in decades was blocked by a federal court. And I don't know what people are going to do with a grizzly bear other than have it at their house. And why take the life of the grizzly bear? You know, there's not too many of them. Anyway, video they had showed the Austin bomber blow himself up as officers closed in. So he blew himself up so that way there's no trial at all. And also, some lakes are stocked from the air. They said that of Austin. Austin bomber left 25-minute confession video on phone. The man using a Times Square billboard to find a kidney doctor. Other headlines, Bill Clinton said Aretha lived with courage and faith. So that was at the funeral today. And we'll give you a few more headlines. Pennsylvania clergy sex abuse scandal has sparked injuries in other states. So those are the big headlines. Tonight we're going to have a special show. We're going to have a gentleman that put together the Long Beach Indie International Film, Medium, and Movie Festival. So let's get him on. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Daniel Walker. How you doing?
Hi, Daniel Walker. You're part of this wonderful Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival, which will be going on this weekend. So tell us a little bit about, are you one of the organizers?
I am the organizer, yes.
Okay, good. So tell us about the event and how many years is the event? So people out there always ask me. I think it's like five.
Okay, years.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this year is the fifth annual Long Beach Indie Film, Media, and Music Festival.
Okay.
And I created the festival out of a need to try to do three basic things. One, showcase diverse content and content creators. Two, to try to be a dialogue between scholars in the entertainment industry about images, and then three, to be a bridge for urban communities into careers in arts, entertainment, and digital media. So that is the spiel.
Right. That's it. And right now, nowadays, you fill a big void, because when I go to a lot of film festivals, you know, in the 90s and 2000, there weren't too many film festivals like this where they have a whole media campaign, and the indie thing they have, but it wasn't very big. It would be like a little bit about the indie thing and that. So tell us about, what type of movies you'll be having, and what any named actors will be at this event.
Yes, well, we have 154 films. So they're films, TV pilots, web series, and music videos.
Okay.
They are from this year, I think, 27 different countries.
Wow.
And filmmakers from age 12 all the way up to, I think, about 67.
Wow, that's pretty
so cool. just to give you some sense of what the draw is. So for me, diversity is just that. It's diversity. It means white, black, Latino, Asian. It means male, female. It means gay, straight. It means transgender. It means urban film to rural stories.
Right.
It means the totality of what we are as humans.
Well, it opens up the ball game, because years ago you would have different festivals and they would come in.
Yes.
But this is good because it gives a good breakdown for every genre. And see, you go like they have the gay film festival. It was good, but the problem is, they also have their own criteria. You know, let people in and review it. So now, tell us about some of the headline films that will be there this weekend.
So we just played a film called Bennett's Song. It stars Tara Reid, and I think his name is Harry Weller. He's a writer, producer, director. He's been nominated for a few things. And that went well. But tomorrow is the film that I'm really, really excited about. So it's a new filmmaker named Jay. Oh, my God. It's Jay. What's Jay's? Jay. Let me get it. It's Jay Hernandez, I want to say. And it's the guy you're going to be interviewing in a second, right?
No problem. No problem. So
yes, sorry, I'm messing up right now.
Oh, that's
but
okay.
The film is
we're family.
Yeah, the
we're
film is called Love, Cece. And it's called Love, Cece.
Okay, love you. Okay, go ahead.
Cece. And the film is really about a kid who was killed in 1994 in the Bay Area. And the film is really about dreams unfulfilled. It's about potential that was never got the ability to be realized. And so it's this beautiful story with grit and feeling, and it's nuanced. And the great thing about it is the filmmaker, he is like this great marketer, social media person. He never went to film school. He learned all this craft on his own by either acting or watching what was going on when he went to a place to act. And the movie was impressive. He's impressive. And I'm really, really motivated around that film. The other film I love is, her name is Natalie Metzger.
Uh-huh.
And the film is called Alone in the Game. And it's actually about to come up in a few minutes. And this film is about closeted professional athletes. And it's a really, once again, nuanced story, NBA, NHL, professional skiing, but people who are gay in those fields and what they're going through or what they've had to do to either come out or stay closeted until they left the sport and then came out. So those are two really, great films that I really love. And, we're pushing those hard. Those are some films I love.
Films that you love. Okay. There you go.
Yes.
So people,
and I say it because one of the things that we're trying to do is to be, it's one to showcase a lot of the people who everybody knows. And the other thing is to be the launching pad for others. Our first year, we had a film called The Dam Keeper. It didn't win any other festivals. It won ours. And then it got nominated for an Oscar. And so that's the kind of notion of what we try to do at Long Beach Indie. Half our films have gotten distribution contracts. our film 2 years ago that debuted here,
right.
Did a whole run on KCET. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, what you're doing is a good thing, because if someone wants a distribution deal and they meet the people that can make it happen, the deal's done. And also the exposure that you do is amazing, because I think films need exposure, and especially new artists, new writers, new actors, and new films itself need that exposure in this town. Because, you know, this town, film, you know, is out there and people remember you and then they forget. That's how L.A. is.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, we wanted to invite people to go down to the Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival. It'll be this weekend, which is Labor Day weekend. You have a lot of tickets available?
Yes, we still have tickets available, but that show, Love, Ceci, it sold out already.
Okay.
And we added another screening of it, and I think there's maybe 10 tickets left in that thing. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. That film is moving. Like,
really?
Wow.
And that will be the, what day will that be? The new...
That film is Saturday at 6:30, and then again Sunday at 6.
Sunday at 6. Okay, so people out there, what a wonderful event. We're going to have some actors. I guess we're going to have producers, writers come on today.
Yes.
And I'll interview them and talk about the festival. But I want to tell folks, when you see a film festival like this, it's very well organized. You know, you have the media is involved, and it's kind of a nice situation. Anything else you want to mention about films? Any other films?
Well, I also, it's terrible because, if I say one film, it's like, oh, maybe he's like pushing another film over a different one.
Right, right.
But there's another film tomorrow night at 8:30 called Broken Rose.
Okay.
And the director and the actors and the story, they are really, really good. I mean, the director's name is Matthew McClellan.
Okay.
And the actors, I can't remember their names, but it's two young actors, a guy and a woman, and they are just, they come from the theater world. This is their first kind of thing in film, and they give great performances. They are two people, and once again, I think you're going to be interviewing one of them later on today. They give the types of performances that people say, who are they, where they come from, I need to see them again.
Right.
And so once again, that's what I'm talking about, that springboarding for people. And it's just it's a powerful film. It deals with sex trafficking and this modern day slavery kind of thing. But it's gritty again. But it's a true story. It has depth to it. The characters have nuanced. They have a story arc. They're not flat characters. It's what great filmmaking is. And both those films, Love, Ceci and Broken Rose, for me, they symbolize what the future of this medium can be for women, people of color, and people who just want to see good stories told, whatever race they may be.
That's true, because people go to the theater nowadays, especially millennium people, they want to see a film that tells a story and is really speaking to them, and that is not just a film, but something that is more than that, you know, on a subject.
Yes.
So anyway, we're going to have a fun day tonight. We want to, wish you luck. Thank you very much for connecting with me. And we'll hopefully hold it. Next year, we'll go down there. Maybe we can do some live interviews on the radio.
Oh, no, that sounds great, Cameron. I'd love that. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Cameron Sports Life is exclusive of the Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival. And by the way, you're the theaters that... the world will be showing. Where is that going to be? At the Cinemark?
It's Cinemark at the Pike Theaters, which in Long Beach, which is 99 South Pine Avenue in Long Beach.
Wonderful. So people can maybe get something to eat and have some nice dinner
places. Oh, yeah. Come down, get something to eat, go to a film, walk on the pier, enjoy the nightlife on Pine Avenue. I mean, it's great. I created this thing to be a destination thing. And so people come here from all over the world, and they go, oh, my God, this is beautiful. Yeah. So come on out and just have a great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the films and a wonderful amount of films. So let's go at it. Thank you so much, and let's get all these people to come on and, have much success.
No problem. Thank you so very much for extending the platform for us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. We'll get our second caller coming shortly, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right. You heard we're going to be doing we're the exclusive home of the Long Beach Indie International Film Festival, Film, Media, and Music Festival. And it's very exciting because it's a festival not like others I've gone to. This is a very unique one where all genres are going to be are welcome. And people from all walks of life are welcome. Sorry about my cough here. Trying to get rid of it. So we're going to get some more calls. And they're going to call us regarding the festival. So we're going to have Allison Volk come in. And we'll just have some others. So it'll be kind of fun. Have some other people regarding the festival. One other thing I was going to mention is, have a good Labor Day weekend. We wish everyone a happy Labor Day weekend. Just take it easy this weekend. I know there's been a lot of stuff going on. I know coming up is the Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah, the New Year's. And we usually do a show on it. So enjoy it. And then we're gonna have a new time slot soon, so which will be good. And we're gonna be moving ahead, as they say in the radio world, and which will be good. So we may be moving from Friday night. So there's a possibility. So anyway, keep tuned. Also, if you want to call in, 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. And we're gonna have plenty of people. Hopefully Shannon will call in. She's our psychic, but she's also a performer. She's going to call in. And then, me and Shannon are working on a film for a network. We can't discuss it, but it's coming soon. And, another thing I was going to mention is there's a possibility that if we move from Friday night, I want to get a poll of what night you guys want to hear us. Because Sunday night's real tough for me. Thursday night, it's kind of a tough day, but maybe we can do it on Thursday, or maybe we can do it on Wednesday, or maybe on Tuesday. So anyway, please let me know, 323-203-0815. So we're going to wait for the calls from the Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival. So it should be really interesting. Who's going to call us? And we're ready to take the call. And then other people out there, you have anything going on, any films, film festival, let us know. We will go down there. We will do a live interviews. We'll come down. Just let us know. And you contact Cameron at 323-203-0815. And then we're going to let you know about our moving date, what date we will be doing our show. Because I know a lot of people are going to go, what happened to Friday nights? Well, we've been on Fridays for 10 years. So we figure it's time to change. So we'll get some response, and you guys will select the night. I will do the next show, okay? Anyway, with that in mind, 323-203-0815. We're waiting for our next call from the Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival. So hang on there. One other thing I was going to mention, we're going to go back to maybe going to areas where we do the show from bars, and we're going to do that possibly soon, because the NFL football season's coming, college football, and then you got the NBA, you got college basketball, you got hockey, the NHL, and all the juniors too. So we're going to try to this year catch a lot of that, and then we're going to move on in this wonderful world we have here at LA Talk Radio to announce all the different things. So anyway, I'm waiting for the call. So any questions, if you have any comments on the funeral of Aretha Franklin, please let us know. What a funeral it was. You had Stevie Wonder, you had Ariana Grande, you had Faith Hill, you had Chaka Khan, you had Bill Clinton, former president, and you had Jesse Jackson, you had Al Sharpton. It was like people in the news, and also it had people in the musical world. So it was amazing. So what you thought about it, 323-203-0815. And what do you think about the John McCain Memorial? Was it good? Did he get his, do you think he got his, respect, because there was been talk with the friction with the president, Trump, and John McCain. So we hope that doesn't have anything to do with your opinion, because that happens in Washington, where someone have a meeting of the minds. But we should, because we are a country, and we are allowed to say what we want to say, not be told that we cannot have a free press, which is very vital to us, and also be able to say it like we feel. So that's another part of this wonderful, wonderful world. So this is Cameron with you, waiting for a call. So Bill, if you're hearing me, let's get them in there. Maybe they're at the festival having a good time, which I don't blame them. And they're going to call us. So we're going to wait for the calls. So that's this Cameron Sports and Live. One other thing I was going to mention is we're going to also maybe go to Vegas to do San Gennaro. That's something we're looking to do. So we may be able to go there and maybe have the show recorded, of San Gennaro Festival. I'm sorry, I'm coughing. It's bad when the announcer's coughing. But anyway, it's been real hot weather, so you put the AC and it kills you right there. And we had some crazy stories about mothers, leaving their babies, crazy, and a mother said her 19-month-old daughter died after she was being held by ICE, which is a U.S. government agency that is mainly to get immigrants. So that's kind of a sad story. And I didn't know this, that John McCain would never refuse to take direct flights from Phoenix to D.C. So he would take, they would have him take other flights to get to D.C. Very interesting. He lived in Sedona, which is a beautiful part of Arizona. And I don't blame him. It's got all picturesque. Excuse me. Boy, you got to drink that water. If you want to discuss anything of the craziness of the Trump administration, of the Mueller investigation, we can take some calls. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. Okay, we're waiting to get some calls in, so let me get my little focus thing, and then we're ready to go. Okay. Okay. Let me just write him a little text. Excuse me. Then we need to have... Oh, thank you. Okay. Let me... All right, so we have a little. When you have a show like this, sometimes people forget to call on a certain time. So if we can get these guys to call in, that would be great. So I left a message, and we just need to get this hooked up. One of the things I was going to mention, I don't think I did mention it, regarding Apple's new phone. It's going to be over a couple thousand. I think it's ridiculous, but Apple does really good. They have good marketing, so we don't know how this is going to affect that, the buyer, a certain buyer. But anyway, we're on the air. We're covering the Long Beach Indie International Film, Media, and Music Festival, and we were able to get on there. We're waiting for some actors and performers to call in. So until that time, please call us at 323-203-0815. Maybe you have a question what we can answer. We have a lot of topics on the table, as Lee Hamilton would say. And we talk about the Aretha Franklin Memorial. What did you think of it? What did you think of the John McCain Memorial at the state capitol? Congress, and what do you think about the 49% of Americans want to think about impeachment of Donald Trump. So that should be interesting. Remember, we had the psychic on, not psychic, we had a minister on, and she said he's going to have another term, and I doubted her. I would tend to doubt her because people are very aggravated, and I don't think he's going to have another term as president. But, you know, who am I? Who am I? I'm not a genie in the bottle, right? I'm just a broadcaster. So anyway, let's see. Let me bring up some topics on the table here. Okay. Let me get to our guy. Let me get to him so we get some live calls. Okay, so, you know, these festivals, sometimes people are such in a hurry. They're working with the press, and they forget about us. So we hope to get some people to call. We're here on LA Talk Radio. This is going to be our 10th year next year coming up. And, you know, the story will be told of how we started in the other building. But we've been here for 10 years. And my good friend, I always think about Guy, you know, Guy and his wonderful folksy music. And his name is Guy Tao. And I always think about him as I come to the studio. And I always think about other people that we've worked with. You know, and one of my friends went to Vegas, and I'm so happy for her. You know, she's a fitness model, and we would like to get her back on. She's a very wonderful person, so we'd like to have her on because we're open to everything, every topic on the table. So everyone out there, please call us if you can. That's 818. Let's give our number 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. So we're waiting. We still got some some time left. So anyway, that's the story, and we're just waiting for people to call in, you know, as they say. So that's about it. So anyway, we're real excited about today. We partnered with the Long Beach Indie International Film Festival, Media and Music Festival. It's going to be this weekend in Long Beach, so we'd like people to come. I don't know what their ticket prices are, but they're going to have it at the Cinemark at the Pike Theater, which is right by the pier. So you guys can see a movie and see a film and go on Pike's Pier. One of those things. So everyone out there listening, we'd love to have you on. So you're on Cameron Sports and Live. It's a wonderful, wonderful Friday night. It was hot today. It was about 95. And I understand that, you know, when you put the air conditioning on, that screws up your voice too. So I think I had too much air conditioning on. But anyway, people out there from the festival, please call in. We'd love to have you come in. This is our first year to have them on. Last year we missed the festival. But we'd like to have more people call us. All right? All right, thank you so much. And one other thing we wanted to mention. Let me get my little... Oh, here we got a phone call. It looks like from Texas. Well, hello.
Well, hello, Cameron. How are you?
Good. I got two calls on the dial. We're promoting the Long Beach Indie International Film Media and Music Festival, and I'm so glad you called because it's one of these festivals that, you know, it's the fifth year they're having it, but it's good always to talk to you. What's going on with you?
I have lots going on. I'm actually looking into doing some hosting of my own.
Okay.
Getting back in the saddle in Austin, I'm really looking forward to getting home.
Well, you know, radio, we're going to be doing on radio. We're moving our show from Friday nights to another night because, you know, Friday nights, it gets a little crazy. So we may be moving our show. And, you know, you got to let people know that you're moving your show. But we're kind of excited about that because we've been 10 years here at 8 o'clock on Friday night. So it'd be different to have another night, you know? So
yeah. When are you planning on moving to?
I think we're going to start, I think, next week. But I'll let you know the date, the the night and time. Because 8 o'clock, I always like 8 o'clock. Maybe Thursday night we're thinking about. So we're Thursday would be perfect for me because of my crazy schedule, you know? You know, I'm going to hold you.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me do this. I'm going to hold you for 1 second, and we'll get you back. Hold on here. Hold. Let me see. Call. Okay. Well, hold on. We get this other call on. Okay. Okay. We're going to, there's a gentleman called from the film festival. Let's see if we can get him on. Hello, hello. Okay, let's see if we can get him on. All right, well, we try. LA Talk Radio, we call. Okay, let me call the person. And then we'll get, I'll call back our wonderful friend, life coach. He got right through. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Cameron from LA Talk Radio. You just were calling our show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Tell us about, first of all, your name and about the movie that you worked on.
My name is Evan Joel, and I'm the lead male actor in The Broken Rose.
Oh, wonderful. So tell us, Evan, a little about the film. How'd you get, did you audition for it? How'd you get the role?
Well, this is about I was in my fourth year of acting or so. So I just happened to be on a casting site, and I came along a posting that talked about needing a male lead, and just a brief synopsis of the story was that it follows a young girl from a broken home, and she's pretty much displaced into the system. And because she's sexually abused and emotionally abused and physically abused, she kind of creates this fantasy that a knight in shining armor is going to come and rescue her from her situation. So fast forward to her being in high school, she meets this young man that everybody's kind of telling her to stay away from, and she wants to form her own opinion about this fellow. So she ends up going off and, you know, falling in love, and he removes her from this group home, and eventually, you know, she ends up on the corner. So in all honesty, it's a story about sex trafficking and the circumstances we can put ourselves in based on how we see ourselves,
right,
and what
That's
we
true.
Wish for ourselves.
That is true. You said the God honest truth. So now tell us about, you know, you told us about the film. So tell us about, did you enjoy your character playing this character?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This Darnell, I'll tell you, his name is Darnell, but he's also known as Shaka, his nickname in the film.
Okay.
He was the complete opposite type of character that I've played in the past. He is very domineering, very demeaning when he has to be. But deep down inside, he kind of has a soft spot, and that's only because of how he was treated as a child and
right.
and the morals and teachings he gained from his mother and lack of father in the household. So
now tell the
definitely...
folks. Oh, sorry. Tell the folks.
No, I'm sorry.
Tell the folks out there now. What films have you worked on, or are you working on other than this one that you're promoting?
Unfortunately not. This is actually the first feature-length film I've ever worked on.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'll be going to the festival on Saturday, so it'll be fun.
Cool.
Okay?
Oh, and I appreciate you coming out.
Anyway, we wish you the best success, and we look forward to seeing your film.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh,
have a good
pleasure.
One.
Take care. All right. Take care. Bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
We're done with phone call. Let me get my buddy. We'll get her. Yeah, we're going to have some more calls calling in. Busy, busy night. Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. This is Cameron. How are you?
Okay. Oh, I am so good. Hey, listen, I wanted to share with you real quick about this new amazing energy therapy that is out and about. It's like a human upgrade.
Uh-huh.
So you know that we've been talking about the energy shifts and,
right.
you know, vibration and all of that, right? And how
right.
everything, you know, galactically is kind of shifting and changing.
Right.
Which is also why I believe that we're seeing so many more sightings, you know, UFO sightings and whatnot, is because of the openings, of the dimensional openings, the portals that are opening and all of that, right?
Right.
So, I really am very passionate about the Marconics energy therapies that are out there. It actually assists with your ability to shed density, karmic attachments, helping to transform behavioral patterns, raising the vibration so that we can experience the fifth dimensional frequency shifts, aligns us with higher aspects of ourselves, and expands our chakras to align with the divine blueprint. So anyway, very passionate about it. It is something that I offer or that you can get from a practitioner that is near you, but we can also do it remotely. So I just wanted to throw that out there because there are new therapies that are coming out that can really assist with what people are experiencing, the emotional turbulences, you know, anxiety, depression, uncertainty, imbalances, all that kind of stuff. This new energy protocol is really very powerful. And wow. So I wanted to throw that out there real quick.
Well, thank you, God. That's I'd love to try it. Now you're gonna. Is there a a specialist out in Austin that does it?
Well, yeah, I do it.
Oh, good. So you can work on me.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'd love to do a distance session for you. It takes about 45 minutes.
Really? Okay, so, I'll do it. I'll do it. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give them your phone number where they can contact you because this sounds exciting. It's 1-512-902-5377, and this is my good buddy, who's a life coach, but she discovered something really cool. So give me your name real quick.
Very exciting. So it is divinityisyou.com.
Okay.
Is my website. You can go there and learn more about it. Schedule an appointment with me there. Again, we can do remote sessions. Okay. There are some protocols that we can do remotely, and then others that we have to do in person. But once you make the transformation through the recalibration with this energy protocol, really your vibration doesn't drop again. So you maintain the higher level of vibration and it's really awesome. You get to experience things from a whole new light and you feel lighter, you feel better, you're just all around happier.
So be a happy camper.
Yeah, happy campers for sure. But yes, definitely hit me up 512-902-5377 or divinityisyou.com. And I would love to share with you, Cameron. So let me know when you have some time.
No, I'll do it next week because I'll be back from the holiday and it'll be good for me at that time period. Because, you know, it's approaching 6 months of my mom. And it's really interesting. I had a vision of my mom in my dream, which we'll discuss another time, but very interesting. And my mom was telling me, you know, just don't get upset. And because of all the stuff with my sister and my brother. So I just said, you know what? I'm just going to let it go and be happy. And that's it. So it's interesting. You talk about this. Very interesting. You know?
Well, that's very powerful for you too. So I'm really happy to hear it. And, I'm believing that you are allowing that energy to just flow right through you so you can let it be.
Right. No, it sounds good. And then, are you going to have a seminar out here? All my friends want to know.
When are you inviting me out there, Cameron? When are we hooking up a seminar? Let's put one together.
Anytime. Let's do one for October. Because it would be a good time.
I'm in. Let's do one in October.
And then I want to thank you very much. I'll call you back. I have Shannon on. She probably heard.
You do it. Have a good night, honey.
You too. Bye-bye. Shannon.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. We just heard from my buddy, the life coach in Austin. She has a new thing, modality. Yes. She was talking about it. And I thought about you. I go, when can we start? Tomorrow, by the way,
I was listening.
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to be headed up to Carson, and I'm going to take your class on Sunday, and then Monday.
Yes.
Monday, I have something interesting happening. Starting a sports book, radio show. So we're that's something that happened overnight. But also, we may have to leave Friday night, not because of that, because the network, the station here, wants to do Thursday night. So I'm okay with that, you know, whatever it may be, you know. So yeah, so that'd be fun. So tomorrow I'm excited. I'll stay at my hotel. I'm really it's really fun. So it'll be a fun day, you know. And then I get to be Carson. Carson has the don't they have the stadium? The
They have the StubHub Center.
Right there. It'll be fun. Don't they have gambling there too? Just kidding.
No, I think that's in Gardena.
Gardena. Well, is Gardena close to Carson?
Oh, yeah. It's probably 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. I have good Japanese food on the way.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk off the air, but I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Yes.
And tell people.
Yeah, I was listening that girl.
Tell my listeners about, you were talking about the healing, what I'm going to be doing, and how they can be part of it, part of your next class.
So I teach theta healing, which is the movement of energy. So if you have any blocks, anything that needs to be healed, say that you have any illnesses, any fears, any of those kind of things, I teach you how to move those out of your body and begin to heal yourself. And we all know that a lot of our illnesses are caused by old energy. So we got to get those old energies out.
Right.
And so I teach people and I certify people to be able to do this for other people as well. And so we learned this over the weekend, and we're going to just have an amazing time. And I actually can help people to take this class. If they can't take it on a normal schedule time, I will work with their schedule, and we'll make it happen.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you're doing it for me on the weekend.
Yes. And the great thing is that it is such a life-shifting class.
Right.
When you go there, you think one way, and then when you're done with it, you're just so amazed at what you've been able to accomplish and heal.
Well, it's all good because people, you know, it's really interesting taking the class because I was talking with people that are receiving another modality, and I said, once I learn this, I think it's going to change my life. I really do. Because not many things out there that really change your life at all. But anyway, give your phone number to people and email.
Okay, my phone number is 310-503-9380.
Okay.
Or you can reach me on my website, shannonleischner.com, shannonleischner.com. And I'm also on Facebook. So I'm very available. You can reach me just about any way.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, and I will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for having me. See you soon. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm going to... Okay, you're on the air, Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome to our special show for Long Beach Indie International Film Media Music Festival. All in one word. Who's this?
Hi, this is Allison Volk.
Hello,
and
welcome.
I have my producing partner, Mikhail, on the other line. I can bring him in, too.
Oh, good. Now, what you can tell folks is you're going to be part of the wonderful film festival that's happening this Labor Day weekend, and you have a film out. I heard that's phenomenal. So yeah, bring them on, and we'd love to have them on our show.
Cool. Let me grab him real quick.
Okay, no problem. So we're gonna interview a lady that has a wonderful film at the Long Beach Indie International Film Media Music Festival, and which is kind of nice.
Okay,
you ready?
I think we should. Yeah, I think so. Mikhail, are you there?
Okay.
I'm there. Hello.
Hello. Well, welcome to Cameron's Sports and Life. And today's a special edition of film of the Long Beach Indie International Film Media Music Festival. We're very happy to be a part of this. So tell us about your film and we can go from there.
Cool. Well, our film is called Beanie Bean is Dead.
Okay.
It's a feature film. It's a dark comedy with the romance, as Mikhail says. It's about a woman who tries to win back her ex-boyfriend at his engagement party without revealing that her boss's dead body is in the trunk of her car out front.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's funny. That's a different story. So now, Now, the film itself, would you call it like, it sounds like, you know, to me, remember, what was the one that MTV had where the guy died and he comes back? It's kind of like, it's different.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, that's a fun. So tell us about your character and the gentleman on the phone. Tell us about your character.
Go ahead.
You're on live
radio. Well, so I'm actually the director.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't quite hear you guys. So I'm the director, and
okay.
Allison came to me with the script at some point and said, "Look, Mikhail, while we were writing another script that we were preparing," and she said, "Look, I've written this little story. And it takes place at your house, and it's this little black comedy. Do you want to shoot it?" And I said, "Yes, let's do it." And so we went out and shot the film. And I loved the idea. I loved the black comedy about it. And we just put it all together as a That's really nice. Small movie. And so we're excited to play here at the Long Beach Film Festival tomorrow.
Is this your first film together?
We've done a few short films together. This is our first feature film that we collaborated on.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
I love working with Mikhail.
Well, you know, it's nice.
And I love working with Alex.
You know, it's nice.
Aww.
Common niceness society. I'm just kidding. But what's nice is that you guys, as professional, you being the director, she being the actress, there's a certain connection that you guys have, even on film. Because certain directors will pick certain people to work with. Now, the film, other films that you've worked on, what other films have you worked on?
Together?
Yeah, well, together or solo. And give people a little picture of yourself, after viewing the film in Long Beach. Have you done another film together?
We have. We actually, Mikhail has quite a roster of films that he has directed, and he's written stuff too. I'll let him tell about that in just a moment. But we did do a really kind of interesting experimental short film version of Othello a couple of years before we shot this feature together. And that little film ended up playing at the Shakespeare in Film Festival. That's Kenneth Branagh's festival over in Stratford-upon-Avon in England.
Oh,
and that was kind of like our first time working together, and we sort of were getting to know each other and figured out that actually we have a pretty great dynamic that works well.
Well, when you have... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I would say the other project worth mentioning is it's the largest screenplay, Allison, that we've been working on together as you came up with Sini Bean is Dead, which is the other Bruce, which is sort of similar in tone, but it's more along the lines of what I normally do, which is about stories about characters that kind of dream of a life that's bigger than the one that they currently have.
Right.
And I think that's where we really connected, Allison, right? So kind of the tone on the one side and then a character that's dreaming of this more exciting life than he's in with. And I mean, I still see this in Deanie where you have this very ordinary character that suddenly gets thrown into this crazy predicament.
Oh, yeah. to me, it sounds... I'm going to see it on Saturday. I'm going to go out there, and you guys sound like a marvelous team, and hopefully we'll get some more films out of you both, and that would be wonderful, Because we need to go back to an era where, the dark comedies are good, like in the 40s, 50s, and those brought people to the movie theater, So I'm looking forward to seeing your film, and tell my community about it, and hopefully I'll get to meet you guys at the festival tomorrow.
That's awesome. I'm sure that you will. We're going to be there at 12:30 for our screening, and we'll take some pictures beforehand, and we'd love to meet you in person.
Me too, and it'll be fun.
Then great, we'll see you there.
We'll see you there. Thank you very much, and have much success on the film.
Thank you, Cameron. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Anytime. Anyway, they always say in the world of life, you know, there's more things, news, weather, and sports. But anyway, we accomplished it. We had a nice show tonight. We had the actors, performers at the Long Beach Indie International Film Media and Music Festival. And that'll be this weekend. And then we will let you guys know when we're changing the show, what day we'll be changing. But we'll be changing the show on maybe a Thursday night. We will let you know. Anyway, we want to thank you, everyone, and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And goodbye, everyone from Los Angeles. Okay, let me get my little hook up here.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker,